Okay, so we are, last night, by Minchah time, Dr. Harris and Rabbi Cohen approached me that they don't understand the Papa Shiloh. Beshita, Beshita, Beteva, Leteva, Mai. Why should it be Pasul? So I looked, tried to spend time on it this morning to try to find, and I found that the Rashba and the Ritual talk about it, and they say different approaches of why the Havaminich, why should Republic consider it puzzle? Right? The letters are connected. There's no question of Sefer Echad Veloshnei Svarim. So what is Republic Shaila? So the Rashba learns that the Chsar increases. Because since the person owns the paper in between the lines, he's really holding on to an essential part. Again, yes, you could cut it out theoretically and still have Sefer Echad. But the Rashba points out that the difference between this and the sides, what happens if the guy would say, I own the sides of the paper, or the bottom of the paper? That would be okay. It's only because he's holding on to, right in the middle of the get, he's holding on to something. It's like, like he didn't totally sever his ties to the part of the get that divorces her. Theoretically, yes, but practically speaking, he has he's owning part of that get, and therefore it's a shayla of krisus. That's how the Rashba learns. The Ritva learns it's mechusar ktsitsa, because you have to cut around everywhere, so it's like to get to her without his part would need a major cutting thing, and therefore he holds it's mechusar ktsitsa in an essential part of the get. That's what he holds. So that's what he holds the Havamina Rapapa is, that it should be puzzle. So there's two sheetahs in Rishayim exactly why Rapapa would consider that it'd be puzzle. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're going to start again. Yesterday we left off with the Gemara Rami Bar Chama Shaila. Right? She owned a tablet, and the get is written on that tablet, and he gave it to her. The question is, does she know how to give him the tablet as a present? Because if not, it's not his get. And he has to give her his get. Does a woman understand it or a woman not understand it? That was the shayla of Rami Bar Chama. Does she do what's necessary to be done? So we asked the Kasha what happened to Hefker Bez and Hefker. We learned last week that the woman pays for the writing and the get, and Chazal made the money his. So we explained that Hefker Bez and Hefker works on money, not on items. And the reason for that, the Mefarshim explained, is because the money, she understands, is gone. She views it. It's her money that's being taken away and being given to him. Okay. Masha Inkin here, she says to herself, the tablet is coming back to me. Right? I'm going to get it in 5 minutes. And therefore, to say that they took the tablet, made it his, and give it right back, it's like, it's not the same. It's not like something she's giving up or taking away from her. Like taking away for a few minutes and giving back. Therefore, Hefker Bez does not apply. So the question is, does she understand what she has to do or not? Amar Abaye, we are in the first white line, Chav Amud Beis. Amar Abaye Tashima. So Abaye said, let's try to prove it.
How about this? Well, we love when a husband gives it to his wife. Does she know the halacha that she has to own it?
That doesn't bother anybody because he gives it to her as a present. And she doesn't have to want to be kainet. As long as he gives it to her as a present, everybody's willing to accept the present.
No, but does she know how to give it back?
Okay, so that the Mishnah Berurah talks about. L'chatchila that she should know, but the evidence we say that she means to do it in a way. But we don't do that by get. That's very nice by Lulav and Esrik, but we don't do that by get. Tashma. Apu heyed akvar katan shoye b'tzad Yerushalayim. Now, this is called Masechtas Idiots, because different Tanoim testified different things that they heard from their Rebbeim. So one of the Tanoim, and I don't know who it was, testified, Al-Kvar Katan Shai beside Yerushalayim, there was this little village near Yerushalayim, V'ayibay Zakan Echad, there was this old person, Kamachachem, V'ayimau B'lechol Kvar B'nei Akvar, and he's a well-to-do person, and he used to lend money to all the people in the village, the Kaiser B'Ksav Yadai, and he wrote the Shtar, V'Acherim Chaisman. And he got Adam to sign. Now the rule is, by Shtar, the one who's Mischayev in the Shtar is the one that has to write the Shtar. The shtar has to be written by the one who is in who is the one creating this whatever transaction there is. In a sale, it would be the seller. In a get, it's the husband. In a loan, it's the borrower. He's being meshabed himself with the shtar. And here the lender was writing the shtar. The shtar has to belong to the borrower. The borrower has to give a shtar to the lender, not the opposite way. And in that village, the lender was writing the shtaris. And the story came in front of the Chachamim, and they said, no problem. Am I? But why was there no problem, Dr. Gemara? Habina Sefer Mikna. Don't we need a Sefer Mikna be owned by the person obligating himself? Valeka. Elala Mishim Damina Nakliya Maknalu. Teretz is, we assume that the Zaki knows the halacha, is giving it to the borrowers who give it back to him, and therefore it belongs to them. If we do that over there, why can't we say that by the woman? Rashi. Subtrashi, Afu Hayed, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, ben Masechtas Idias. It's Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava who's saying testimony in Masechtas Idias. Haki Gassina Babina Sefer Mikna Valerka. Shamakna Tzorach Lichta Vesashtar. The one who obligates himself has to write the shtar. So the Mechur Loch, by a shtar of sale, the one who's selling has to write the shtar, the Mahukra Napkalam Aperikam of the Kedushin. Now, even though we're talking about loans, it's the same idea. The one who's obligating himself to do something.
What do you mean obligating? The person who's involved there, he wants to do.
The obligation comes in the shibud. The one who's creating the shibud. The shtar is to create the shibud. That has to be done from the loiva.
Why?
Because he's the one creating the shibud.
I'm lending money, a guy's lending money to someone.
That creates, the shtar creates shibud.
Why can't the
because the shibud has to be created by the one who wants to give the shibud. Elalav shemamina kimatn leishar perdami. Baba gav dein bedaita shenoysin shekvenam kabalatloi. Even though the zaken realizes he's giving it to them, they're going to give it right back. Terence says that's good enough. So what's the difference in that and the woman in the tablet? Amarava my kusha. So Rava says I don't get the comparison. The mezaken shiny the other liknuyay. Right, the Zaken is a Talmid Chacham, he knows the halacha, therefore he does it. The woman is not such a learned person, she didn't go to seminary, and maybe she doesn't know the halacha. Rashi, Zaken shayin in the other lakhnuya, shu chacham v'yadeya, she'ein a star, elim ke maknei olay legamri. He's not a star unless he gives it over completely. The gomer died to yomakni. Aval isha liyad kulaha, she doesn't know this. Like gomer lakhnuya b'dayta, and she has no decision. She doesn't, in her mind, give it as a present. Ella b'shei l'balma, she's lending it to him, and that's not good enough for a get.
So the malve, in this case, the zakein knows he has to give this to the lova.
Yes.
He has to know he has to give it to the lova. He gave, he's going to lend money to him.
Again.
The money that's doing it.
Again, we'll try one more time. The halacha is the shtar has to be litten by the loiva. This is what's bothering you. You decided it doesn't have to. The shtar has to be litten by the borrower. He has to own the shtar.
But it's not the shtar that we really worry about.
Yes, it is, because the shtar is what creates shibud.
Is that the money that's given over to the guy?
No, because you can't collect from lakuchas based on the money given over to the guy.
Well, what's more important, question with Kukos, or to say you owe me the money?
I don't, again, for that I don't need a star. You owe the money without a star.
But prove it, then.
That, for that I don't have to have it owned. I can, anybody can write a star for proof. We're talking about creating a shibud.
Not the shibud, not the regular shibud that you owe me money.
A shibud that will connect to the lakuchas. A deeper shibud, that's what it is.
Why do you need a deeper shibud? Let's first get to the first part, which is you owe the guy money.
Again, let's try again. Let's step back again. Let's go by sale. Reuven is selling a field to Shimon. The shtar is the kinyan. It creates the sale. That shtar has to be written by the guy who is selling, because he's creating a sale. Go to a loan. We're not interested now in the proof of the matter. We want to know, for it to have the halachas of shtar that creates a shibud, it has to come from the one who's being meshabed himself. The loiv is being meshabed himself. He has to own that shtar. In Lamdisha terms, it's called Das HaMeschayev. The one who's obligating himself is the one that creates the shtar.
Your contracts are just made up. They're printed, pre-printed. Who cares who wrote it? It's a pre-printed contract.
Because there's a shibud being created. We learn it. It's a pasuk. The Ekach HaSefer HaMikna. And the Gemara learns from there that the one who's doing the sale has to write it out. If it's not, it doesn't work as a kinyan. He has to own the shtar that creates the sale. See, I think what's happening here is people are viewing shtar as proof, not as creating. If I write a shtar saying that you owe me $1,000, it's worthless.
But if you wrote Moshe Harris owes me $1,000.
It's worthless. You have to decide. You have to agree. You have to commit yourself to that obligation.
And therefore,
you have to own the star.
I signed it.
No, first of all, the Leiber never signed the star. Not how stars work. Stars are written and signed by Adam. The pasuk tells us that the guy selling the field has to own the sefer. He has to own the shtar. Why? Why can't the buyer write the shtar? Because the Torah insists that if the shtar is going to create something, it has to be done by the one who is giving something up. We transfer that halacha to a loan, where the loiv is the one being meshabed himself. Now, he's only being mishabed himself because he's receiving money. I get it. But the life is the one being mishabed himself.
I mean, if there wouldn't be a star, there wouldn't be any kind of shibud.
There would be he owns the money, but nobody could go to Lekuchos.
I'm sorry to say, but going to the Lekuchos is an extra added...
But that's what the star is creating. You don't need a star for the rest of it.
Why not?
Because the star, you're without a star, that is there.
I mean, the eco part of the star is not proof?
Again, you can have proof multiple ways. The star is more than proof. It's a creation of something.
To collect from Mishibadim, I thought we said that the Bezdin is the thing that causes it to hear about it.
The star creates the Shibudim, but done correctly.
It's not the call from the Bezdin?
Because the star was done correctly.
If they don't run a star, but they talk about it in Bezdin, that's not enough?
No. No, the answer, you just said it. No.
I want to know why not.
Because that's what Chazal said. I think we're not understanding.
I'm not thinking right.
Again, a star needs to be a legal star. It needs das hamischayev. The one who is being obligated by the star is the one that has to write that star. If not, it's not a star. Again, so that's him making a shliach. He has to own that piece.
So that still makes me
own. Again, he has to own the papers. He has to be the one committing himself in that star. It has to be from him.
So
We learn it out from the Pasuk, Sefer HaMikneh. We're learning out that the guy who sells has to write the shtar. According to you, there should be no need for the guy to write. Who cares who writes it? It's written. Adam are on it. Who cares? The Torah cares. The Torah said Sefer HaMikneh. That the one who's obligating himself has to be the Baal HaShtar. He's the Das HaMitzchayim. He's the one that creates the validity of the shtar. You're right. If the Torah didn't write it, we wouldn't have that halacha.
You have a virtual shtar?
I don't know what that means.
Sometimes people sell, I mean, I don't know if this is really a shtar, when they sell their chametz online.
A different story completely. They're making a shliach. They're not selling their chametz. The Rav doesn't buy your chametz, trust me. He's not interested in your chametz. You're making the Rav a shliach to sell your chametz.
I thought I was wrong. But the virtual
star,
I don't know what that means.
Where you're getting at. You know, I can't answer something I don't understand.
This guy's in New York and they make a contract over the internet.
Again, it's not a star. Halachas of star halachically. We're not talking about Dina and Malchusa now. We're not talking about a Galatia contract. We're talking about a star. A star has to be written by the guy who obligates himself to something. If not, it doesn't have the validity of a star.
You have to have a physical presence.
Yeah. I would assume so, yes. Yes. Santa Gemara Shiny Zuck in the Dilma Zuck is Shiny the other Laknuya. He knows to be Makna. So Krashi. We did that already. Elam Rabbi Mahakos. The Rabbi tries to prove the Shaila from here. Arav Hayyitze La'achar Chitim Shtaris Gaiva Min Chasim B'nei Chayrim. A guarantor who signs after the Adam signed. Now, usually what happens is you borrow money, the in the Shtar it says, Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. I'm sorry, Reuven doesn't exist in this year. Shimon borrowed $1,000. What?
For that kind of stuff.
For that kind of stuff, I can use them. Okay. Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and Levi is guaranteeing the loan. That's what it says in the Shtar, and the Edom sign on that. So the Edom are signing on the fact that Reuven committed himself and that Levi committed himself. However, sometimes the Shtar is written, and then after the Shtar is written and signed, Levi guarantees the loan. Now, the problem is, what makes Levi a guarantor? What is the obligation of Levi? Words themselves don't obligate. Terence says he wrote it after it's in the shtar. But that was written after the Adam signed. It's not really in the shtar. So the halacha is, Gleivim and Chasim b'nei Chayrim. Now the truth is, what has to happen is Levi has to own that shtar and commit himself in writing on the shtar. Now Levi doesn't get the shtar. Meaning, who's Machna to Levi? Who knows this halacha? Amar Rav Ashi, my kusha, do megaver shayne the other lachluya. Men know the halacha. Here we're talking about a woman. Rashi, or la'achar chitum shtaris, la'achar shenechtam hashtar kasev arav k'sav yadiv ani arav. The arav wrote, and I guarantee it. Gleiva amalvi mimenu menechasim menei chayim. Avloi mimishabdi, kibnu lech shtar ba'edim, less my kala. There's no edim on it, so there's no kail. B'havali kibu ba'peh. But it's considered a good agreement. What committed Levi? Words aren't commitments. There's got to be more than words. The answer is the shtar. It has to belong to him in order for his commitment to be a commitment. Alma, call out him nami makna. The shtar kishchasu be'arav lachas man. Kvar he masu l'malva. The malva had it. Ve'ech nixte arav hazeh mishtabnim boy. How does it create that shibud? Ve'obeina sefer mikna. The sefer has to be owned by the one who's committing himself. Elav to Akhnin Halim Alvalarav must be that the lender gives it to the guarantor, the Chassam, the Hadam Asr Nahalai. Again, based on the same premise, for a star to be effective, it has to be written, owned by the one creating his obligation. The Arev said, I guarantee. What we do, so he said. What creates the guarantee?
His words.
Words don't create.
Who does Baal Din create Adam
Dami? It means nothing.
And what?
I guarantee doesn't mean a thing.
No, if a person says, I owe guy money, that's nothing.
What?
If a person says he owes somebody money, that means nothing?
If he does it in front of Adam, yes, it means something.
Okay.
Is that not?
Okay.
Yeah, therefore what?
The Aruf said, I owe, I'll
doesn't owe a thing. He never got a penny.
No, he said, I'll be the Aruf.
I changed my mind. What obligated the Aruf?
His words.
Words don't obligate.
You mean to tell me if he says in front of Besdin, guarantee this loan?
Means not a thing.
It means
nothing. Hagaz Baldin, by the way, doesn't work because you admit. It's because you borrowed. You're just admitting that you borrowed. It's not the admission that creates the shibud. It's the borrowing that created the shibud.
I'm not into the shibud thing right now. If
somebody admits he owes $100, why does he owe the $100?
He admitted it.
No, because he borrowed it. Adam testified Reuben owes $100. Why does Reuben owe the $100? Not because the Adam said it. Because he borrowed it.
Rabbi, when somebody borrows money and then asks someone to be a guarantor, he's just signing. How does he own that?
So that must be that the star is given to him. He now owns the contract, the paper.
By actually taking it?
Yes. And then he puts his name, I guarantee, and then he wrote it on his piece of paper, so it creates the guarantee.
So when somebody gives it to me, I'm actually going to own it now.
That's what we're trying to prove, that people realize that that's what has to happen. And therefore, going back to our Shaila, when a woman gives her tablet to her husband to write to get on, she understands that she has to give it to him as a present. Just like the person who's giving it to the guarantor understands that he has to give the paper to the guarantor to own. Because if not, it doesn't mean anything.
Because that's halacha or because that's logical?
Again, we're having the same problem for the last 22 minutes. And that is that people in this room don't understand or aren't willing to accept that the Torah needs das hamitzchayev for a star to work. It has to be authorized, owned by the person obligating himself. If not, it doesn't work.
Well, that part I understand. But
why does the guarantor's guarantee work?
What I'm asking really is about the woman. The woman doesn't have das because she doesn't have das at Torah. Because
she doesn't understand that she has to do it. She doesn't know the halacha.
Because it's halacha, not because anything logical about it.
I don't know what you mean by that. She doesn't know that she has to give it as a present. Dr. Gamar, maybe men are different. I didn't finish the Rashi. But being a safer mikni, he lobbed back in the mouth of the harbor. I did that already. Dr. Gamar, Elamar of Ashi Mahocha. Isha Kasevas is Gita. A woman can authorize somebody to write to get on her paper. Vish Kaisa Vishaibra. And a man can authorize somebody to write a receipt that he paid the Ksuba on his paper. Why? Shaintiyam Agatel of a Chaismaf. Meaning, what creates the shtar is that the signatures, let me try to explain. A woman wants to get divorced. Her husband is refusing to write a get. Doesn't want to pay for it. So she goes to a cipher and says, cipher, can you do me a favor? Here's my piece of paper. Write a get for me. The get is meaningless at that point because she can't own the get. Then, she gets Adam to sign. Adam won't sign it. They won't sign it until the woman gives this get to her husband, who asks the Adam to sign. If not, they won't sign it. And therefore, when she gives it to her husband, right, and the Adam sign, it's a good get. It's her husband's get. What do you mean? Maybe she's just lending him the piece of paper. Maybe she doesn't understand that he has to own the piece of paper. It's a raya that even women understand, that when you give a get, you have to give it to own. That's what we're trying to prove. If we're trusting a woman to tell the cipher right again on her paper. But it's not a good get if it's on her paper. Terrence says the Adam won't sign when it's hers. The Adam will make sure that it's his. That means she'll give him the paper, and he'll say to the Adam, please sign, and it'll be a good get. That means she understands that when she gives it to her husband, she has to give it as a present.
I would say she
can I just explain it? Is a raya that women know the halacha. Just like a receipt. I cannot write a receipt that I paid Corey. I'm sorry. I can write 16 receipts I paid Corey. It's meaningless. Corey has to write the receipt. But Corey doesn't want to write the receipt. So I go and I write the receipt, and the Adam won't sign unless Corey tells him to sign. Why would they sign? Because I told them that I paid something. They have to hear it from Corey that I paid him. So I will give the receipt to Corey, who will tell the Adam to sign. And it's Corey's receipt that he's giving me. The woman will know that she has to give the get to her husband. If not, the Adam will never sign on it. I'm sorry?
The fact that she knows is only because she's gone through this process before.
How do you know that? The Brisa doesn't say what. She says, this is what can happen. That means we're trusting the women know that law.
I can say this. Really, they don't know. But the Adim are the ones that are creating her. We're not going to sign this until you're mocking it to your husband. They're foolish. I mean, they're foolish. They didn't go to seminary. No, they went to seminary, but the wrong seminary. The bottom line is, the Adim are the ones that are teaching her how to act. It's not that they know. It's the Adim that are causing this, like a Bal Korcha type thing. Nothing's wrong saying that. It's not saying they know only because of the situation
that's
causing it, the Adam were causing it to happen.
The Gemara is assuming that the Adam are not even there. She gives it to her husband, who goes and gets Adam to sign. The Adam don't know that she's the one that told the cipher to write the get. How do they know that? All they know is that the husband called them over to sign. You're assuming that the Adam were there when she had to get written, and when she transferred to get.
Rebbe said the words, they won't sign unless...
He asked them. He asked them.
Right.
Okay, so he asked them to sign.
Right, so how do... And they're gonna, why are they going to do it?
Because the husband asked them to sign a divorce.
What do you mean? The lady has to be
machna. Teretz, she knows to be machna. That's the Gemara's proof.
Adam were not there when she gave it to him?
Exactly.
Why do we say that?
Why do you say not that way?
Because that makes it much more logical.
But that's not what the Brisa says. The Mishnah. It's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says the woman can have her get written. Because the bottom line is, when it's signed, the husband's going to ask the Adam to sign. That's all the Adam know. The husband asked them to sign. They don't know the history of this get.
So what was the case? The case of the gold. Same thing with the.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What was the first case that we needed this for?
Tavla. So she must know that she has to give it them as a present.
We thought she didn't, but now they say we
did. That was the shiloh Rami Bar Chama has. Does the woman know or not?
I mean, the bottom line is, I can still make machilik by this, to give a get to him, a get cost like $1.22.
What do you think?
With sex.
Yeah.
But to her to think that she's going to give up the tablet, she might not get it back, who's she going to do that?
Again, let me read the Rashi, and I'll get to what you just said. So, Rashi.
Did I misunderstand the case? The woman initiated the writing of the get?
Hmm?
Is that lishma?
She told the cipher, write a get for my husband to divorce me.
And that's considered lishma?
Again, he wrote it lishma. Well, obviously, he has to get permission from the husband to do that. Again, that'll be a sugya later on, but pashtas, the husband has to authorize the writing.
So this doesn't make a difference who initiated, but he has to give the okay.
Yes, but the problem is he has to own the paper,
right.
And that's the problem we're having. Rashi, Kisevas is Gita, the Makna Elabal, the Yovel, and the Halach. She gives it to him and he gives it back. Yishkais, the Vishavrai, Peron, Aksuba, Shapara, This is for payment to the ksuba. She gets the edim on it. And she gives it to him that he has proof that he paid the ksuba. Now, the mefarshim are bothered. Rami Bar Chama did not forget a Mishnah. Amoraim might not know brises, but they know every Mishnah. You cannot be an Amora if you don't know every Mishnah. So how did he miss this raya? Meaning, Rami Bar Chama asked the Shaila, and Rava proves it from a Mishnah. It's wonderful. But Rami Bar Chama no Mishnayas. So why didn't he think that was a raya? The Gemara is satisfied with the raya. The Gemara accepts Rava's raya. But Rami Bar Chama knew the Mishnah, did not think it was a raya. So they want to say something similar to what Rabbi Cohn said, and that is, a paper that has a get written on it has no other use. And therefore, she means to give it to her husband so she can get her get. But that's the only use of this paper. Mashenkin, a tablet, is something that has multiple uses. So, when she gives away the tablet, she might not be giving it away the same way as she gives away a piece of paper that has a get written on it, which has no other use. Tablets have multiple uses, so she might just be lending it to them and not really giving it away. Similar to what Rabbi Cohn wanted to say.
No, I said, I mean, I'm sorry, I don't want to take credit for that. I said it has more value.
Okay, value uses. Comes because it can be used.
No.
Gold is...
Unless it can be used for one thing, that's worth 100 grand...
Why is it worth 100 grand? Because it can be used for multiple things.
That's why?
Yes.
You have a ring that's $100,000 at Bookman's.
That's because people think for some reason that gold has value. Really, it makes no sense. You're 100% right. Why should gold have value? What makes gold valuable?
There's more uses?
It doesn't. I agree with you that there's no real reason that gold should have value. Why is gold more valuable? Because it's not so frequent. It's rare. More rare than metal is. So metal has no value and gold has value. But really, why should gold have value? Because the world's crazy and therefore they gave gold value. Really, if you think about it. You really think about it. I can understand something you can use and have pleasure from has value. I guess wearing a ring that has a diamond on it makes a woman feel good, so it makes it. I have no idea. I never understood that.
Really?
Yeah. Please explain to me why it has value.
I thought it's because it's worth money. Whatever.
Why is it worth money?
You know what? That's what the bank of.
It's
in demand.
What?
Yeah, it's high demand
in
most supply.
I thought that's why in demand. But really, it's not something you use.
The Torah puts value on gold.
I'm not arguing on it. But why? What makes gold valuable?
Scarcity.
Okay.
That's all. And its beauty.
To me, something I use, I can understand why it has value. I have pleasure from it. Why do I have pleasure from gold? There it is. Once it's valuable, it makes me feel good. I'm a rich guy. I have gold. You know, I can boss people around. I can do things. But I'm trying to figure out why gold has value.
But you can't say that's why Hashem wanted gold.
Obviously he wanted it that way. If not, the world wouldn't run that way. But you can't explain to me why that... Again, what use does a guy have of the gold sitting in his bank? That's all. Terence says, it doesn't have anything to do with use.
It doesn't rust.
Okay.
Or tarnish.
Fine. Wonderful. I feel great for the guy. I also like gold. Don't get me wrong. I also...
That's why the Torah gave it to Shiva.
Could be. Could be.
That doesn't look pretty.
It looks pretty nice. Dry.
It looks nice and it doesn't...
Again, Moshe is 100% right. The Torah gave value to gold. The Torah considers gold the most valuable metal. It does. I mean, it doesn't talk about Tzav, Kesef, and Nechashis. And you're right. It's based on supply and demand. You know, again, I can use this pen, so it has value to me. I guess if we're a nice pen in Boston, it would have, I don't, you know, I guess some people, I don't know.
Gold.
Gold, that's gold. But,
Rabbi, can I ask a question?
Yes.
It's five. Do we now change the whole view we have of a lady? Now a lady knows that she has to give a get to her husband.
Right.
So,
correct.
All these Rashis are definitely Havaminas, and right now we know she went to seminary, she learned, she went to wherever she goes, and she knows she has to give a get to her husband. And
correct.
Okay, and the only question now the only question is the media. If the media is something special, we have a question. Okay, very good.
Right. Something about Vayit Amarava. News Halach, Amarava. Kasav la get, v'nasna b'yad avdai. A guy wrote a get, put it in his hand of an eved. V'kasav la shtar matana, alav, and he wrote a star of a present on the eved, Kanasuwa Mizgareshes boy. Eved is nicknamed star. One of the ways you can acquire an eved is through a star. Let me try to explain. When you buy land, you can be kind it with money, star, and chazaka. You buy metaltolin, movable objects, we paskin, you need meshicha. You have to pull it, pick it up, do something to the item. Eved is kikarka. One of the ways you can acquire an eved is through star. If I give a star to somebody that I'm selling in my Eved Kanani, it becomes his. By the transfer of the star, just like the transfer of the star can sell land, transfer of the star can be a kinyan of the Eved. That's fact. Reuven wrote a get to his wife on his own Eved. The Mishnah said, he gives her the Eved, she is divorced. Gave her the Eved, which has the get on it, she's divorced. How about if you write a star saying, I am giving you the Eved? Means he doesn't physically hand the Eved to her. He writes a star, I am giving you a present, my Eved. Happens to be on that Eved is her get. Right? Zokdrava, she's Mugareshes. Kanasai, Mugareshes, by. She's Kainit. And she is divorced.
Was it simultaneous, that thing?
Yes.
So it's like that case of Suba, right?
What?
It's like the case of Suba, right?
I lost you.
What are you giving that?
He's not getting anything out of it. He's giving her to Evan. To her Evan. All the evidence to get. So he gave her the get.
Given Margaretha?
Up to
Evid
as opposed to throwing a
get,
a regular
get
in her dollar
amount.
I'm not talking about
Kazuba. Nothing to do with Zuba. I promise, the
brought
the Zuba.
There's
no
Zuba
here.
I only
read
of it
simultaneously.
Yes.
What's written
hold
on
one
the
second,
Evid?
Dr. Breck, yes.
If she had to accept the Evid, but in a regular get, she'll have to accept it. It comes into her dollar amas, and as she comes.
Tomorrow we'll talk about that. Yes, Dr. Bright.
What's written on the Eved? The get or the kinyan of the Eved?
What?
What's written on the Eved?
The get.
I thought it says Kesav Venasna Beyat Avdon, then he. Isn't the Shtar Matana written on the Eved?
You might be right.
This was tattooed?
Kasav Laget, you're right, I'm sorry.
He put it in her hand.
I'm sorry, you're right. Kasav Laget, Vinasta Biyad Avdai. I apologize. The Chayra, Dr. Brain, is right. You wrote a get, gave it to your Eved, and then wrote a Shtar Matana on the Eved who's holding the get. So now the Eved belongs to her, and he's holding a get, so it's like giving her the get. I'm sorry, it was my mistake. I apologize. Dr. Gemara Weiter. See, Rashi writes the word olav. No, it's very good. That was my mistake. So Reuben wrote a get to his wife, handed it to his eved, then gave the eved as a present to the woman. She's now her eved. Did he give her the get? Never gave her the get. He gave her an eved as a present. Who's holding a get? So now her eved is holding the get. He gave her that eved. So Rava says that works. That's called giving the woman the get.
For Shusa.
Right.
They're throwing it to her.
Exactly.
So this is very simple.
No, because an animal walks.
Frank the Gemara of Amai. Chatzim alechasi, the chatzim alechas loikana. The rule is, a chatzir is kinda because it stands still. A Eved is my chatzir who walks, and the halacha is that a chatzir malechas is not kaina. It's not the halacha of chatzir that we learn out is kaina for a person that my yard can acquire for me. It's only true by a chatzir that's stationary. An Eved is a chatzir that walks. So how can the woman be divorced? How is she kaina the get? The Eved is hers. But the Eved can't be her chatzer because it's a walking chatzer. And chatzer malechas doesn't work. If you're going to tell me the Eved stood still, so at that moment he's not malechas. I'm a rabbi, Rabbi said, any person, anything that when it walks doesn't work when it's standing or sitting either because it has the ability to walk. So it's not really a chatzer. It's a chatzer malechas, the ability to walk. That's what Rabbi told us. And for the Gemara of the Hilchos of Bekafas, the Eved was tied. So at that moment, he has no ability to walk. So it's her chatzer, which can't walk, and therefore she gets the get by giving her the chatzer. Now let me explain the chiddush here. He's not giving her the get directly. He's giving her the chatzer, which contains her get. That's called giving the get. That's the chiddush of Rava. The technicality was, how is the Eved a chatzer? We took care of that. The Eved's tied. Rashi. She got it simultaneous. The chatzer malechas loikana. Zok Rashi. The chiyomer abon chatzer shadim kain alai. Lav chatzer malechas. Amor. It's not by a walking chatzer. The shayni mekarki the naidi mekarki the loy naidi. There's a difference between karki that moves and karki that doesn't move. Gufa amid loikani mishnai mechzim. The kavus zayin aroy lahalchi cannot walk. The Rav Shaina speak out. What do you mean? We learn our chatzer from hand. Hand walks. Why should a chatzer malechas not be kaina? We learn out the halacha of chatzer from a person's hand. So, chatzer is an extension of your hand. Your hand walks, so why can't chatzer walk? So the answer, your hand never walks away from you. It's always you're walking. Your hand never walks. Your hand's stationary on your side. You walk. The hand is stationary. Whereas the eved is not stationary. Your hand doesn't move away from you. It's attached to you. Therefore, the yad doesn't walk. Malechus means it has the ability to go away from you. This yad has no ability to go away from you. A person's hand is attached to them, can never walk away from them.
Yesterday was the case by the Gavin Ruvi. What was that case yesterday? That we had a thing about maybe it walked to you. It has to be, what's that thing called? It has to be.
You might have said the hand of the eved.
It has to be, what's that thing called? It has to be Godros and all
right.
That. What was the Kenyan there?
There was no Kenyan, that's exactly
because
it.
Because he walked.
Again,
because
usually.
He walked, right?
That's why it doesn't mean anything.
So
no, it's different.
This is different than this?
There it's a question, is the fact that she has the Eved in her possession a proof that he gave it to her?
And what would have been the Kenyan?
He gave her the Eved, she held the Eved in her hand.
She held the Eved in her hand?
She moved
the Eved. Was the Eved the is being given is having the get and him together?
Again, she went and was kind of the Eved. He gave her the Eved and she took the Eved and moved him into her house.
But was the kingdom going to be? Was the kingdom?
It's not going to be chutzner.
No. Oh, no, okay. I just want to know that.
No.
It can't be chutzner.
No. There was a Shaila, the fact that she has the Eved approved that he gave it to her.
No, the reason I brought this up is because if it's going to be chutz, he has to do the tie over there. You don't do that.
Right, that's why I told you it's chutz. You're right, 100%.
Now, the reason there being tie, if you think about it, if you take a snipper, you can snip it off. That's because it's another Maisa.
Correct.
It's different than him standing still, because there's also a mice that you have to walk, but that's not considered another
action. Rishayim talk about what if he's sleeping. Is that like standing or sitting? Or is that like tied? But
this cat comes to her with the Eved. Is she aware of it? Or not aware of it? Or it doesn't make a difference? When she accepts the Eved, when she...
She has to be aware of it. Mama said, oh, hold a second, no. She has to be aware that she's accepting the Eved.
Right.
Okay.
Anything supplementary to the Eved?
Well, if he threw a get into her chutzner, she doesn't know.
Right, that's true.
So
she,
if
she did some kind of acceptance
of the Eved,
right? Without her acceptance, the guy would have been nowhere.
But she accepted the Eved,
and therefore,
now the Eved is her chutzner.
I mean, it's a present, but who says she? That's your point. That who says she wants this man in her house?
Again, she willingly accepted the Eved.
She doesn't want to get in her house. She might want
the Eved.
No,
she
you're saying something different than him.
But you're not Rebush anymore. So does it mean, who says she wants this man in her house? That's the point.
And if she doesn't want the present, then she didn't accept the present, then it's not her Eved.
That is close for her.
Again, she has to be willing to accept the present. You know, if you give me a present, I say no. Then it's not a present.
What about Machne Adam Shalom Afanov?
That's because we assume the person wants it, but if she says no, it's no.
Uh-huh.
But to give over this Eved, needed a star, right?
You can do it other ways.
He didn't do a shvicha on it.
No, so he gave a star to her. He has to give her the star.
Or he has to buy it with money, or whatever it is. But it
can't be chazok. We're not going to get involved in that now, right?
So, but she did not have intention of doing anything but the Eved when she...
But once she owns the Eved, it's her chutzner.
Yes, but he came with... Yes, but that wasn't what she accepted.
She doesn't have to accept again. She doesn't have to accept again.
In other words, it didn't have to be that she got a surprise from Eved with a get. Could have been her Eved already. And
correct.
And he gave the get.
The chiddush here is that even though it's happening simultaneously, it's good enough. You're right. If she owned an Eved and he's tied down and the husband comes over and sticks a get into his thing, she's divorced.
She could be a million miles away.
It gets into the halachas of chutzner. It's like chutzner. Whatever the halachas of chutzner are, it's not so simple. But let's say whatever it is. The chiddush here is it became her chutzner and get at the same moment.
Why is that a chiddush?
Because in truth, he's not giving the get into her chutzner, but the get into his own chutzner.
Yes, but then it became her chutzner.
The get. So did he give her the get?
That's the chiddush because
it came. But that's called giving her the get. Meaning like that.
I don't know what the chiddush is.
Yeah, okay. If I really don't want to spend too much time on this. If a husband puts a get down on the floor and tells his wife, pick it up, she's not divorced.
She's not?
No, he has to give it to her.
Right, okay.
He can give it to her.
So did he give her the get when he gave her the Eved?
That's what it's saying.
Even though she was not aware.
She doesn't have to be aware of the get.
Why does she have to be aware when she picks it up before not knowing what it is?
Okay, no, he says, here's your get. He puts it down. and she picks it up. It's not a good get. Tyra says you have to give it to her. Here, she took it.
Okay, so that's a difference. I can believe that's a difference.